Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Ship the Shore Radio. Radio.
All right, good evening, everyone. This is Captain Frank Andred. I'm filling in this evening for Doug Walker. You're listening to Dug Up Radio, a special night of just a bunch of good steel pan music and all kind of crazy stuff like that. Let's get things kicked off with a little Elements by Doug Walker. Thanks for listening to Ship Ashore Radio. This is Captain Frank Andred. Sit back, relax. Do whatever it takes for you to kick back and forget about the day has just started because it's Monday. But it doesn't have to be a dull day.
Thank you.
was Doug Walker and Elements. This is Captain Frank and Dredd, and you're listening to Dug Up Radio. It's Monday evening. Full moon was last week, but I'm sure during the weekend you guys ran into a lot of crazy stuff going on. You know what I mean? A lot of crazy stuff. Because it's hot. In the summertime, when it gets hot like that, there's no telling what you're going to run into. But what we're going to run into tonight is some very good music. There's no telling who I'll play. I know I'm going to kind of focus in on Doug Walker and Bootsy Sharp and Bickley Rivera also. We're going to talk a little bit more about her in a little bit. Right now, or straight to the music, about a little Boogie Sharp and Congo Man. You listen to Dug Up Radio. Thank you.
You're listening to Ship to Shore Radio with Captain Frank and Dredd.
Hey, little girl, won't you come with me? We'll climb the branches of a mango tree. Laugh and sing, happy as can be.
All righty then, this is Captain Frank and Dredd, and it's Monday night, which normally about this time you'll be hearing Doug Walker and Doug Up Radio. But you know what? The man, he's doing something very important. He's on a secret mission. Shh. Very secret mission. So what happens? I'm here. Why? Because everybody needs a little time off from time to time, especially with the wonderful job that Doug does right here on Doug Up Radio. Yeah, I could sit here and talk you to death, but you know, I'd much rather play some music, and you know, playing music entails me reaching across the way here and touching a button. So without further ado, I'm going to do that. I feel like hearing some Vic Lee Rivera music. Here you are, Pan Funk, Vic Lee Rivera, right here, Doug Up Radio, Ship Ashore, Captain Frank and Dredd. Enjoy.
Thank you. is vital, it's vital. Yeah. And from it's vital, it's vital. Yeah.
Yeah, man, that was Lee Scratch Perry, Roast Fish and Cornbread. You know, it's August 6th, and about 50 years ago, well, you know, it's not about 50 years ago, about 50 years ago, as I said it again, 50 years ago today, the Union Jack, it went down and the Jamaican flag went up as they earned their independence. And the reason I played that particular cut, you know, reggae music is... It all started in Jamaica. Don't let anyone lie and tell you any different. Just like the steel pan originated in Trinidad, don't let anybody lie and tell you any different. But while we were hanging out in the green room, as the yellow room, as we call it here at Ship the Shore Radio, I was talking to steel pan artist Bickley Rivera. How are you doing, Bickley?
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing fabulous, actually, and see how that whole thing came about so I can share with everyone. You were talking about the wonderful meal that you had cooked for yourself, and I was thinking, I can't do jerk chicken, and I can't do much of anything this late, but I was thinking roast fish and cornbread, and let me tell you, that's
Ooh.
Really, yeah. I actually think Lee Scratch Perry, he really captured it all the way he, everybody knows he was one of the greatest reggae producers of all time.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing
yeah,
is,
and I could see that going with that cornbread and that fried fish, man. That sounds really good.
Yeah, I'm making myself hungry right now. So I. So down in Tampa, how large is the Jamaican community? Is there, as in most cities, there's usually a section where islanders hang out and live. Is there like a true Jamaican section in Tampa?
There's a small area. It's really not that large. I think it should be bigger because I know there's a lot of fans of cuisine and music. There's just little pockets here and there. And there's one section in Tampa that has one of the best, I'd say, Jamaican restaurants. But then you see them springing up in a lot of little small towns around the area, too.
Yeah. Well, do you sometimes drive around Tampa and hear the vehicles with reggae music blaring, or
no?
You see that hasn't happened
there.
You're missing out because the thing was, while living in Chicago, that was a wonderful thing. Is you could see the Jamaican flags and people proudly playing the music.
Must be nice because it seems like they're missing out in here.
Yes, I think so. You think about Jamaica, and it is a third world country, and third world country is, you have third world people. So, big league, why don't we play for them a little Jimmy Cliff and third world people?
Mm-hmm. Sounds good.
All right, we'll be right back. You guys are listening to Ship to Shore Radio. This is special host Captain Frank and Dredd, who has somehow conned Big Lee Rivera into becoming their special co-host. But here we are.
Yeah, man.
And Doug Walker, we're never letting you have your time slot. We're just going to do it.
Yeah. That's it.
On to the music. Thanks for listening, everyone. You know, that was really a nice one. The thing about Jimmy Cliff was throughout the years, you know, here's the thing, Bickley. A lot of people, they see reggae as just this unidimensional music that is just an upstroke and this weird mm-hmm. thing that they can't really groove to. But musically speaking, I played that tune too, so we can kind of like mention the fact that as you heard the acoustic guitar, the intro was very, very nice and musical, and it wasn't more like what people would expect, and I like it. I was very musical.
Oh, and there's so much soul in it, too, because it's telling the whole story, the history, and the way he sings it with so much burning desire to get the message across. And I agree. I mean, it's not just every other beat kind of thing. It's there's so much groove to it. I mean, I can't help from dancing.
Yeah, how can you not move your feet and let the rhythm take you over?
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't just Jimmy Cliff that took the music out of its, the reggae music out of its just his mold, because people think mm-hmm. Jamaicans and dreadlocks and, of course, jerk chicken and rum and all of those things, but they have so many wonderful reggae groups and things that we would not possibly have the time to get into this evening, but there was mm-hmm. Jimmy Cliff, and so have you listened very much to Still Pulse at all, Bickley?
Oh, my gosh, yeah. I perform that song, Your Song. I love that one. That's one of my favorites. But, yeah, I love them. I like Black Yurahu, and, of course, Peter Tosh is kind of classic, too. But I also like following some of the female reggae artists, because that's another thing I think kind of got lost. Some of these, like the I3, and, you know, they had their own time on their own as solo artists.
You know what? You gave me an idea. I think
the next time
the Doug is out, or we might just pirate his show, we'll have to do a special feature of just the women of reggae.
Oh,
you'll
that'd
have
be
to come
great.
You know what? Let's make that happen.
Yeah, sounds great.
But for right now, how about a little Still Pulse? This is called Your House. It's the first reggae song I learned by Still Pulse on the drum set. But I like it because it's also musical. Thanks for listening to Ship Shore Radio. This is Captain Frank and Dredd, and also Bickley Rivera, who we're grooming to be a host one day, if she ever has time. You're too busy blazing trails.
All right.
Your House, Still Pulse, coming up.
Your love
Yeah, that was Steel Pulse and Your House. And the thing is, reggae music, when it first started off, things were so religious and so many different vibes coming off of the music. But as the music progressed, there were ways for everybody to sing about so many different things. Like there, you had a period of nothing but love songs. I mean, it was a great period of reggae music, like the Heptones, and as you're mentioning, Judy Mawad and all those. The women, they sing messages, you know. And
yeah,
like Steel Pulse, that was a very nice one. I Want to Live in Your House. Yes, that's very nice. But also with the reggae music, a lot of messages. Positive ones that don't necessarily have the vibe of violence and all of that going on have also filled the radio waves, like this next one by not only Bob Marley's favorite reggae singer, but mine, Jacob Miller. I'm going to play a little thing called Love is a Drug. You heard of Jacob Miller before, I'm sure.
Yeah. Oh, this is going to be great.
Absolutely. And then the thing is, people don't know he was the leader of the band Inner Circle, but he had an untimely death at the age of 24. He was going to go out and open for Bob Marley before that happened. But here's one of his messages: love is a drug. Thanks for listening.
Buying all that coal, but I got a fever. It's a cheap dough. Love is a drug that will do you no harm. Remove all evil inside of your heart. Love is a drug that will do you. Love is a drug. Come on, yeah. Do unto others as they would do to you. Then this feeling of love will happen to you. Come together in peace and harmony. How can we survive if not in unity? Love is a drug. Thank you.
Time flies when you're just starting to have fun, and I want to tell you, Big Lee, I really appreciate you taking the time to call in and have your air check as a radio host. I think you're ready.
Oh, I'm ready to keep doing it. Sure.
Well, as we have free time, we certainly will work that right in. As we celebrated the 50-year anniversary with some reggae music this evening, I want to share something with everyone. That is, the music that started in Jamaica led to today's artists being able to use that same style to present the music in even a more wonderful and classic kind of way. And to end the show, and I want to say right now, again, thank you very much for this evening, although I just did see that. Doug called, and I found out, okay, well, the captain's the captain of the ship. I figured I better leave my stateroom and take care of the entertainment for the evening. But I want to end the show with very special entertainment, and that is the very co-host for this evening will be in a reggae style singing a remake herself. This is Big Lee Rivera, Loving You. Ah, surprise. And that's how we're ending the program. Thank you again, everyone, for listening. And Big Lee, I'll catch you sometime soon.
Cool runnings.
Cool runnings. Good night, everyone.
Oh.